I'm telling a story about my family's experience of TB in Ireland in the 1950s. I suppose it's fair to say at the start that if you thought Frank McCourt had the monopoly on misery, you're wrong, because actually the story I'm going to tell you is a pretty miserable one, but it was pretty typical as well. And I suppose it's also nice to tell you that in the long term, and I stress long term because it didn't happen quickly, things turned out all right. I was born in Ballantemple in 1950. I was born in the house of my mother and my aunt in Churchyard Lane. And it was a tiny little cottage, what you might call a bahan, really. It had two small bedrooms and it had a main living room come kitchen. And it had a toilet out the back. My father, who was from Magazine Road and was working in the Merchant Navy at the time, based in Britain and travelling to and from. So my father married into the family, if you like, and came into the house. So they were married in 1950, but my mother and her sister already lived in this house and Dad came to live in that house. So they got married in 1948, and in January 1950, I was born. I was born at home, ably assisted, I believe, by the local midwife called Mrs. Lane, and that was fine for a small while. Very shortly after I was born, my mother got TB, and she was sent to the Mallow Chest Hospital. And she subsequently went to another place that's known as Heatherside, and I think that was in Donnerail. So here you have a family now in Ballantemple. Mother has a new baby, but mother gets TB and she's shipped off to Mallow. Father is at sea, and my aunt, if you like, was left holding the baby. Now my aunt also had a job. She worked in the Green Door, which was a very classy restaurant in Cork at the time. And then she subsequently had a job in a shop somewhere, but she was working. And suddenly she is landed with the baby. So I don't know how she managed, but manage she did. And she talks about the absolute misery of having to go down to see my mother in Mallow on public transport on the only day that she had off, really, which was a Sunday. I don't know who minded me in the meantime. Somebody must have, because she hardly took me to work with her. But anyway, off down she went on a Sunday to see my mother in Mallow. And she said the bus used to be freezing, rickety. The road was dreadful. The journey took hours. A lot of it was during winter time. And it was altogether a pretty rotten experience. So you had the worry of my mother, because TB was like leprosy at the time. It was a very socially unacceptable disease. It was highly contagious. There were about 3,000 people a year, maybe more, in Ireland dying of it. And everybody feared it. Nobody wanted anything to do with you, really, if you had TB in the family. So it was a thoroughly miserable thing to get. So poor auntie, as I always knew her as auntie, was up and down to Mallow trying to mind me, trying to keep down a job. And my father very rarely got home, because seafarers' voyages in those days were quite long. He could be going, you know, to Sierra Leone, Africa, South America. Sometimes he was on a coastal route in Britain. But it cost money to get home, and he wasn't earning very much, and he could have been months and months away at sea. So he got home occasionally. So he had this scene of abject misery, and then guess what happened? I got TB when I was about 6 months old, I think. So then I got sent off to St. Raphael's, which was in Montanati and a kind of sanatorium at the time for TB. It later became part of COPE and Enable Ireland. So my aunt then had me in St. Raphael's and my mother down in Mallow or Donnerail, and she was trying to commute on her day off between the two, plus the extreme worry of would we survive, what would be the outcome, because TB was a killer. And particularly for a small baby, it was very, very serious. It was very serious for anybody. It was very serious for my mother. My mother subsequently had a pneumonectomy. She had her lung removed by the wonderful surgeon, Dr. Morris Hickey. So, you know, she always attributes the fact that she survived it to the wonders of Morris Hickey. And then subsequently to the wonderful Dr. Noel Brown, who became the Minister for Health, I think in 1949-1950, who took TB as a very serious concern and initiated the programme of building lots more hospitals and sanatoria and having a much more compassionate view of TB, and also funding new drug treatments. At the time, there was a treatment called golden injections, which was a pretty horrific thing, really. They were a kind of a toxic compound of cyanide and other stuff, which had very, very little evidence to support its efficacy, but was widely used. This was discarded then because a brand new wonder drug came on the market, and that drug was streptomycin. And it was one of the very first antibiotics that were shown to be effective in the treatment of TB. So between Dr. Noel Brown and streptomycin, thankfully, eventually, my mother recovered from TB. But it took about 2 years. And it also took 2 years for me to get out of hospital. So you had mother in Mallow, child up in St. Raphael's, auntie holding the baby and the fort, and dad away at sea. Now, if you thought things couldn't get any worse, I'm sorry to tell you, they actually did. Because on one of his trips, dad got sent to South Australia, a place called Waihala, I think. And whatever kind of an accident he had there, he broke a few bones in his back. And he spent months in Australia in hospital. And of course, the minute something like that happened in those days, your pay stopped and there was nothing coming in. And plus the fact when he recovered, he would have had to find his own way and finance for getting back from South Australia to Ireland. So just when you thought it couldn't get worse, it actually did. And it got another bit worse, really, because my aunt tells the story of the health board, the Southern Health Board officials at the time, who had neither empathy or compassion, wanting to come out of the house to burn everything in the house, the bedding, the clothes, the curtains, the soft furnishings, not that there were too many of them, but what was in the house, they wanted to burn. And she strenuously fought them off. And she speaks of their complete lack of sympathy and the fact that they were going to burn and discard everything in the house and not provide any money or finance to replace that stuff. So you had a woman here who was barely holding down a job, father with no work, stranded, exiled in South Australia, child in St. Raphael's, sister down in Mallow or Donnerail at the time, and just pittance coming into the house and the health board wanting to do all of this. Now, as I said at the start, the story did get better. I recovered, my mother recovered, although her health was poor for the rest of her life. We eventually got a council house in Blackrock, and in time, as I say, not quickly, but in time, things got better. And, you know, I am fine ever since. I never had any difficulties with chest infections or anything. So I suppose you could say there is a kind of a happy end to that story.